Professor of Politics from the University of Newcastle, Professor Jim Joes, slipping into the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Tom.
It is a Donald Trump-free zone today, which is something that we haven't had for a fair period of time. I think we're going to have a little bit more DT during the year, but we're looking at politicians, and most Australians would turn around and say, thank heavens, one of the things we do believe is that politicians have too many lurks and perks, and they've lost one in the last week, haven't they?
Yes. We do have that belief, or at least we're encouraged to have that belief. And there is a bit of a tradition in Australian politics and Australian political culture, Todd, where we like to sling off at our politicians and also to see them as having perhaps had a bit more of the benefits than other people are entitled to. And Ian MacDonald, I think, he stood up and said, well, hang on a second. You're going to take away the gold pass for retired politicians, the free travel, etc. And he said, hang on a second, we join Parliament on the understanding that these are some of the benefits that we will get at the end of our journey.
One person's lurk is another person's entitlement.
Well, yes, and there is something in what Ian MacDonald has to say. I mean, most people would regard, you know, some free air travel for retired politicians as perhaps just a little bit excessive, and in many respects, the government taking this away and the previous government under Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard, they also scaled this back. So the Turnbull government is really just sort of putting the final nail in on the coffin. But Ian MacDonald's raised two really important points that I think we really need to take a little notice of. One of those is that politicians do work hard. Most of them do. We've got about 214 in the federal parliament. And yeah, maybe 10% of them, you know, wouldn't work in an iron lung. But
that would equate with most of the workforce, wouldn't it?
Well, you look across most organisations and there's a small pocket of employees or bosses or whatever who, you know, perhaps aren't pulling their weight. But overall, Todd, most of the politicians, I mean, when you think about, you know, their fair game, not just 9 to 5, you know, when they're supposedly on duty, they're on duty 24 hours a day. Their private lives are public property, their every movement is sort of monitored, and now in the age of social media, there's almost nothing that they can do that won't cause some form of embarrassment for them at some point.
And I think you're absolutely right. And whilst you know, it is an Australian pastime to take the mickey out of politicians, Sundays, Saturdays, they're at a fete, they're at a barbecue. But having said that, they decided that was the career they wanted to follow through. One of the points that he made was that politicians aren't paid that well. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's a difficult one to answer. If one looks at sort of corporate executives and senior management in various corporate entities in the private sector and indeed in the public sector, politicians aren't paid an excessive amount. You know, $200,000 a year, that's a lot of money.
Well, you'd rather be working for Australia Post, wouldn't you, when you think about that, if you want to make some real dollars.
That's another issue. I think we should steer clear of that one. But I think Ian MacDonald points out that most of the politicians who have careers before they come into Parliament, particularly lawyers, doctors, accountants, you know, finances, bankers, they could earn a lot more in their
CV
profession
straight.
Rather than in the Parliament. However, they do make the choices, and some of the perks were to sort of offset some of the sacrifices.
What was the gold pass? I don't know whether you know exactly. Obviously, free travel for life. Was it first class? Was it business class?
Class.
Okay, so it wasn't right at the top, but it wasn't cattle class where you and I travel.
And when I think it was the Gillard government that scaled it back to economy class for most politicians and reduced the number from, you know, sort of unlimited to something. It was 25 a year, and then it scaled it back to 12 a year. And now the gold pass is sort of, I think the Turnbull government's going to limit it to former prime ministers or retired prime ministers. And I think that there's some value in that. Ian MacDonald raised another point, though, which I think is sort of important. The one he settled on, I think, around retrospectivity, that's to say that they're going to remove this from sitting politicians. So a politician who, like Ian McDonald, and perhaps there's self-interest in this too, Todd, but let's put that to one side. Basically, he's saying, look, you join the parliament, you know what sort of the perks
are
going to be,
what
the benefits are, what your pay and conditions are going to be, sort of thing. And then, you know, halfway through your term, the government turns around and changes your pay and conditions for what, in some ways, are short-term political gains for the Turnbull government seeks. And, in fact, most governments sort of try to, minimise the political fallout for their own benefits.
Well, the question I have with it is, really, I can't imagine John Howard utilising that pass. I can't imagine when Turnbull comes out of government, I can't imagine him travelling economy or business class just because he has got the ability to do that. He's a very, very wealthy man in his own right.
One would like to think that that's going to be the case for many of them, but it's not always the case. Some of them are perhaps more penny-pinching than others. But I think Ian McDonald's point about, you know, backdating this, sort of meaning that you lose the entitlement that you thought you were going to get at the end of the career, he's got a point there. However, restricting it to former prime ministers is probably a reasonable thing, because prime ministers do carry on with other tasks that are sort of germane to sort of the government and so forth. So, Ian McDonald made his point. He's made quite a few enemies, I suppose, as a result, and he's perhaps...
It was a bold thing to do.
It was, but he's nearing the end of his career and he's going to lose his entitlement. So there's probably a bit of that in it as well. But overall, Todd, the outcome for the politicians is that we need to perhaps consider them a little bit more charitably than we have in the past.
You're going to probably say, Todd, are you feeling okay this morning, and can I get you a cool, moist cloth for your forehead? I think it's a perk, but I kind of agree that that was the deal. And I don't think the politicians are hard done by, but I actually kind of don't blame them for feeling the way they do. Jim, thanks for talking to us this morning.
My pleasure, Todd.